Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting After Effects tutorial. And every now and then, we like to do something groundbreaking. Let me show you what I mean. Here's a Video Copilot, and back in the day, we did a tutorial called The Blue Planet, and it was groundbreaking for the time. But as software and computer technology enhanced, we were able to do things we could never do before. And then fast forward to the future, and we have the Dead Planet, which is exactly the same as the Blue Planet. That's the kind of groundbreaking things we do at Video Copilot. Back to the tutorial. What we're going to be doing is creating some procedural disintegration. Let me show you what I mean. In this example, we have a grenade that's going to burn away. Okay, now using that same composition, I switched out one of the elements, and now we have the same effect, except it burns around this logo, and, you know, didn't have to really make any changes at all. Now we're going to take a look at a more specific example seen here, where Sam Loya is cruising the streets, and, you know, bad things happen, you know, it doesn't look like a very good neighborhood, somebody should have warned him. So, here's what we're going to be creating. I don't know what to say. He was fine a minute ago, and then all of a sudden, something just fell down and burned him. What is that anyway? It's like a soccer ball that's on fire? I don't know. So a disintegration effect is pretty useful for a lot of things. It's good for killing vampires or monsters or demons or werewolves. It's also good if, you know, some big, you know, robots that have been underground for centuries come up and start blasting all of the people, and, you know, it could be an interesting way to kill them. In any case, we're going to be taking a look at the concept behind this. Okay, let's go and get started. First, I'm going to go ahead and switch my appearance back to a brighter setting, and we'll choose OK. And then we're going to create a new composition, and we're going to call this texture comp, and we'll make it widescreen 23.976 and about 240 frames. We'll choose OK. And this is going to be our master texture comp, and this is going to be the effect that drives all of our fire and our smoke and everything that's going to be happening later on. So this is very important. What we're going to do is take this New York texture, drop it in here, and we'll scale it down. And the key here is to use a real texture so that everything looks very organic. And then we're going to create a new solid. And we'll just call this transition and choose OK. And then we're going to choose effect, transition, linear wipe. Now it's at the bottom of the list, but you're looking for linear wipe. And what we're going to do is create a quick transition that lasts about 60 frames or so. So we'll animate 0 to 100. By setting the stopwatch there, and we'll set the feather amount to about 400. So we have a nice smooth gradient. But instead of having an image that has transparency like this, we actually want to create a mat. And a mat is basically a black and white image that represents this. So to do that, we're going to choose Effect Color Correction Colorama. And Colorama is a cool effect that allows you to remap colors to other colors, kind of like a tint, but more advanced. So we'll set the input to the alpha, and then we'll set the output to ramp gray. So that just creates a gray ramp, but the problem is it's still transparent here. So we go down to modify, we can set change empty pixels. So now we get a perfect transition matte. And then what we're going to do is turn our background layer back on, and we're going to change the transfer mode to linear light. And that's right here. You can also use hard light or even vivid light. The key is that the black pixels stay black and the white pixels stay white. And I'll also go ahead and tint our background image, color correction tint. It's at the bottom of the list there. So I may even add a little bit of contrast with the curves adjustment. Now, there's a few to choose from. We're going to just use linear light. So let me show you how this can be used in a simple example. First, I'm going to take the texture comp, drop it into a new comp. And then I'm going to take the text tool, and we'll type video copilot. And this can be a title, an image, anything, preferably something with a little bit of alpha, but not necessarily. And let me just get rid of that. And we're going to put our layer below the texture comp. And we're going to set the track mat to Luma Inverted. And hide that there. So what's going to happen is this is going to transition on. So if we kind of scrub through, you can see it fades on in a very organic way. And if we go to full res here, looks very interesting. Not just a standard smooth fade, but kind of a grungy texture fade. And we can also take the texture comp and use a curve adjustment to give it some high contrast, so it almost looks like it flakes on. This is the basis for everything we're going to be doing here in a moment. Now, instead of using the video copilot title, we're going to actually use an image. So we're going to go here, take this grenade, and we're going to drop it down here. Watch out. Okay, we're all right. It's not even real. In fact, it's a picture. So if you actually got scared, you know, that's scary to me. All right then. So we're going to choose key, Luma key, and we're just going to quickly key out the white, you know, very sloppily. You know, we're not even going to bother. We'll just add a quick simple choker and just, you know, make it look halfway decent. And then what we're going to do is take this grenade and we're going to precompose it. So, layer, precompose. And we'll call this video source. And we'll choose move all attributes into new comp. And then we choose OK. Now, in this case, we need to precompose it again, and it'll make sense a little bit later. So we're going to take our video source, we're going to choose layer, precompose, and we're going to call this video input. And we'll choose OK. So now we have our video, and we have our texture. So I'm going to put it below our texture, and we have a nice little transition. Probably going to lighten up this contrast curve. And we'll take our video, hit F4, or we can toggle the switches here. And we're going to set the track mat to Luma mat, and so it's going to fade away. And then we're going to create an adjustment layer, and we're going to choose Effect, Distort, Displacement Map, and we're going to use a new copy of the texture comp. So I'm going to duplicate the texture comp. We're going to be using like 20 copies of this one layer, and we're going to change it to another color so that we don't confuse it. And we're going to name the layer, hit Return, and type displace. And on the adjustment layer, we're going to call this displacement. And that way, these two layers are always going to be linked together, even though they're not next to each other. We're going to set the displacement map to that displace layer. And then what we can do is offset this in an interesting way. One thing that happens with the displacement is the image loses its position where you probably want it to stay in one spot. So there's a quick solution. We're going to take the displacement layer. So we're going to choose Effect, Distort, Transform. So the transform is the effect we want to bring up. And what we're going to do is we're going to Alt-click on the position. And we're going to type value plus x comma y. So what we're basically doing is we're going to offset whatever these values are, we're going to offset it in the transform of this effect so that whatever we do will be compensated for. So we'll put the transform above the displacement, bring that down, and let's see if it works. How about that? So now our image stays put, and what we've done is created a way to control the wind of this effect. So we can sort of blow the fire in a different direction without affecting the rest of our image. We'll go ahead and just, you know, set it up about like that. Okay, now we're going to create another adjustment layer. And this one's going to be called Blur. And we're going to choose Effect, Blur, Compound Blur. And Compound Blur is another cool effect that actually uses a texture map to drive how much blur is being applied. So here we have the displacement comp. We're going to duplicate that, Control D. We're going to call this the Blur comp. And we're going to reference this whenever we're using the blur. So we'll change the color to blue. We'll even change this to blue. And we'll change this to red. And that way, those go together and these go together. So we can kind of keep them organized visually. So we'll take our blur. And we're going to set the layer to blur. And we're going to invert the blur. So now look what's happening. It's blurring as it goes on. Now the reason why we're making separate texture maps is that I can offset the blur by moving this over. And that way I can make things happen just at the same time or before or after, depending on what looks better. So that's going to be really powerful a little bit later on. Now before we go further, let's go ahead into the comp settings and we'll call this disintegrate. And we'll choose OK. And that way we don't confuse this comp. Now we have our texture comp here. So what I'm going to do is take this, double click on it, and here are the contents. And what I want to do is pre-compose everything that's in here. So I'm going to take the two layers, hold down Shift, I'm going to choose Layer, Pre-compose. And we're going to call this original texture comp and choose OK. Now in this comp we're going to go ahead and add a blur. So blur, fast blur, and we're also going to add a turbulent displacement. So distort and go down to the bottom, turbulent displace. We're going to turn the size down real small, and we're also going to animate the evolution with a quick expression, alt click on the stopwatch, and we're going to type time multiply 250. And that way, we're going to get a little bit of animation, which looks pretty cool. But we also want to blur it out. So we'll put the blur after it, and we'll do 10 and repeat the pixels on the edges. So this is just a little bit more organic. Now, if we go into the disintegrate comp, now just to remind you, all of the texture comps that are in our disintegrate comp are that same comp that we just added a blur to. So whatever we do in here is going to update in our final comp. Now the reason we added a blur is because without it, the displacement is very sharp and edgy and it doesn't look very good. So we add a slight blur and now everything is nice and smooth the way that we want it. Okay, the next thing we want to do is start making this look a little bit more smoky. So we're going to create another adjustment layer, and we're going to call this turbulence. And we're going to make another copy of our texture comp. So I'm going to copy the blur comp, and we'll just call this texture comp again. And by the way, if you click on the layer name, you can see what the real source is and what you've actually written. So if you get confused, you can just go back and forth there. So I want to go ahead and take the turbulent layer, make sure it's below that texture comp, and we're going to set it to Luma Inverted. And the idea here, and we'll go ahead and set the color code here to maybe green, the idea here is to add a little bit of turbulence to just the tail end of this effect. So we want to make sure that our texture comp lines up. So if we move it over, we want the black part of the image to start crossing over where this stuff is. So then we can choose the turbulent layer and effect, distort, turbulent, displace. So it's really wild. We probably want to turn the size down, maybe turn the amount up. Now we're getting some overlapping here. So we want to make sure we move the texture comp. First we want to give it a little bit more contrast, so that there isn't so much blending. And then we also want to move it so that it only affects the tail end. So you can see how by moving it, we can affect a different part of the image. Now the other thing we want to do to this turbulence is give it a little bit of an evolution animation. So again, alt click, choose time, multiply 250. And that way as the time goes on, it will just fluctuate softly and give it a little bit more life. All right, you guys still with me? I know there's a lot of steps here, but check this out. Look at Sam getting burned up. Man, it's totally worth it. I mean, come on. Look at his skin. It burns off. He doesn't even have any skin anymore. Classic. Where were we? Right, so we've added turbulence. We also want to add some more turbulence, but we also want to turn the blur to about 90%. And that way we can still see a little bit of the detail in the background. And that just gives it a little bit more of a high quality look. So our turbulence is good. We'll select those two layers and choose Edit Duplicate. So now we have two copies. And what we want to do here is change up the settings a bit. You know, we can, you know, make the size maybe a little bigger, maybe less on the amount, maybe more on the amount. Let's see, make this a little bit larger. And we're going to turn the opacity of this down to about 60. And this just gives it a lot more layers. And I can also take our other turbulent layer and turn it down. And it just sort of blends everything together. And just like real smoke, there's multiple layers that you can see through all in the same area. So here, things are starting to kind of blow away. Now, remember, this effect is very powerful and can be used in so many ways. If I take our video input and our video source, and instead of using a grenade, we can go back to just adding a quick title. Then we almost get kind of a smoky blow away effect. And we can, of course, change the direction by simply playing around with the displacement. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do here. So remember, this is a very versatile technique, and I'm sure you're going to be creating some cool titles all day long. Next thing we want to do is add some color and our first layer of fire. So what I'm going to do is create a new adjustment layer. And then we're going to take another copy of this texture, put it above here. We'll color coat this to be purple. And this is going to be called Hot Stuff. And we're going to move this down below the blur, but above the displacement. Now, we're going to solo the texture just for a moment here. And this is going to be the important part, because this particular texture, we don't want it to have the blur. So if I double click on this comp, remember, we added the fast blur for our displacement, but I don't want the fast blur. So if I go back to my disintegrate comp, what I'm going to do is find the comp called original texture comp. So it still has the same transition, it's just not blurred out. And what I'm going to do is take the texture that I set up for the hot stuff, and I'm going to select it. I'm going to grab the original texture, Alt, drag it, and it's going to replace it with the correct texture that we want to use. So then I'm going to choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur, and we're going to give it a very soft 1 pixel blur. And then we're also going to choose Effect, Distort, Turbulent, Displace. We're going to make a very small size. We're going to animate the evolution again. So time times 250. A lot of repetition here, but it's going to be worth it. So that way it just has a little bit of animation. So the hot stuff is right here. But before we go on, we want to create like a very fine edge. So we're going to choose Effect, Color Correction, Colorama. And remember, this is like a tint, remaps the colors of the pixels. So we're going to set it to Ramp Gray. And we're going to set the far color right here, double click, to black. And then we're going to click at the bottom to add a new point, and we're just going to make it white. So what we've done is, instead of having a gradual gradient, we've created this by making a loop. And then we're going to add another black and another black. And if we bring one in closer, we kind of get like a sawtooth edge where it's sharp here and it fades off in that direction. And likewise, I can bring this edge in, slide this over, and it kind of fades off. And we can also, you know, give it a blur of say 1.5, you know, and that affects how the final result looks. So 2 looks pretty good. And so this is just the texture. This is the comp we're going to be using to create the hot spot as the image burns away. I may also want to size this down even more. And that looks good. And then we'll take the hot stuff layer, and we're going to choose Effect, Color Correction, Curves. And this adjustment layer is going to apply to the layer below it. And we're going to go ahead and brighten it up a lot. And we're also going to tint it red and maybe bring the blue down so it's kind of hot, fiery look. The thing about this, though, is we want to set the luma mat for the texture layer above. And we also want to offset the layer so that it starts as the layer burns away. So this is kind of the building block of this effect. Now, what's cool about it is the blur helps blend it into the rest of the image because the blur comes after it. So just kind of a nice way it's set up. Let me also take this layer and set the transfer mode to add so that it really burns into the image. Okay, very good. Next step, how about another adjustment layer? So here is going to be some color. And we also want to duplicate the texture. And we'll put the texture above it. We'll set the color to Luma Inverted. And we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Tint, Effect, Color Correction, Curves. So hopefully, the color correction is only affecting the tail end. And it is. So we're going to go ahead to the red channel, turn the red up. Go to the blue channel, bring this down. And let's also slide the texture over so that it affects all of the image. And we also want to add a curves, a more of a contrast to this map so it's not so smooth and faded, but rather it's a little sharper and stays closer to everything that's going on. So as I move it, you know, we want it to follow everything else. Now I'll go back to the color, and we're going to go to the green channel. We're going to turn that up and bring the curve down. So it's a little bit more fiery, and another tint effect right after it to bring some of the saturation back down. So we don't want it to be too intense. And possibly we can add a quick glow. But this might be something actually we do a little bit later. Now, everything in the background is transparent right now, and that's creating some weird shading. So we're going to create a new black solid. And instead of putting this at the very bottom, we're actually going to put it just, how about just below the color? And we're going to change the transfer mode to screen. So this shouldn't affect the image at all, except around the edges where the color correction is being applied. So that's just going to make it look a little bit more clean with that fire. So here we have the image sort of burning away in a, you know, somewhat organic way. We can adjust how much it fades out by coming to the very bottom and taking our video input and offsetting the texture, because this is going to fade it out. See that? So I can keep it short, and that way it sort of burns out instantly. Or I can, you know, move it and make it longer. I can add a little bit more of a contrast curve so it's sharper or whatever. It's a very versatile method. And I can also go back to the displacement. I can again turn it down so that the fire instead just sort of burns away like that. Maybe even push it off into the direction further away so it sort of, you know, does something else that's interesting. I don't know that I would do that, but you can if you want. So here's kind of a very tight, you know, kind of a collapsing burn away effect, which is pretty interesting just by moving the displacement here. So okay, so we've got a lot more to do, but I want to show you a few things to really solidify this technique. If we go back to the original texture comp where we have our transition, remember, we can use other type of transitions as well. We can use like an iris wipe or any kind of transition that has a little bit of feathering in it. It could be masks that kind of grow and bleed into the image. As long as there's some semi-transparent area, it could work. But just using the linear transition, you can create a lot of interesting effects. For example, if we point this downwards, we can make the fire burn from up above rather than from the side. So here's where the fire is burning from top to bottom. And all that just by simply changing our texture transition direction. So we'll just switch it back to maybe, that same area. Okay, face it. I know why you're here. You're here to burn Sam. So let's go to our video source layer where our grenade PSD resides. We'll shut that off. We'll take our Sam green screen footage. We'll bring it out, scale it down just a bit here. And he walks out and he looks up. He doesn't know what's happening. And we'll go and key this out. So just processed raw, so it's a little dark. I'm going to brighten it up so the keying is a little easier, a little contrast. And we'll choose effect, keying, key, light. And we'll take the screen color. We'll just click in here. And that gets rid of most of it. Our edges are a little bit soft, so we'll turn the screen gain up to about 105. And that looks pretty good. We'll set this clip to 90 and the black to about 10. So it's a little semi-transparent. We'll turn the screen balance down. And that looks pretty good. Turn up that screen gain again. Okay, so we've keyed out our footage in no time at all. There's a few edges there, and we can probably just do a little garbage mask around it real quick. He stays in the frame. So I'll feather this like 75. Make sure his hand doesn't go out there, so we'll just extend that a bit. Okay, so we keyed it out, and now we want to see what it looks like in our final burn away comp. So we'll go to the disintegrate comp, and let's kind of scrub through here. And that looks surprisingly good. So we'll go ahead and just move on to the next step. I don't think we're going to get better than that. What I'm going to do is take the disintegrate comp, drop it into a new comp, and in this comp, we're going to do some final compositing. Now, remember, we have our video source, which has our raw footage, but we also have our video input, which contains the comp. And we want to take this video source comp and drop it into the disintegrate comp. So we're going to take the video source comp, bring it out, and stick it right on top. Now, I also want to go into the disintegrate comp and take the texture that we used for the hot stuff, which is the little bit more sharper texture, and we're going to copy it, edit, copy, and we'll go into the disintegrate comp and we'll choose edit, paste. Now we are going to get rid of the colorama because we want it to just be a transition just like this. And then we're going to go get rid of the turbulent displace also. And we're going to take the video source, which remember is our original footage, and hit F4, toggle the switches, and set the track mat to Luma mat. And this is going to be our burn away. So we'll take, say, this top comp, and we want to give it a little bit of contrast with the curve adjustment. So just bring it closer together. And this is just going to kind of make that sort of breakaway image that will sit on top of the actual fiery image. And we can offset this depending on how much of it we want to overlap. And the reason we do it this way is that way we can color correct Sam without affecting, you know, the color of the fire in our other comp. And as long as this layer is right on top of it, we shouldn't have any problems. So we're doing good. We're going to go into the project, and we're going to also add a background. So I have a just a quick background image here, and we're going to have one problem. Remember, a disintegrate video has a black background in order to get the color of the fire right, but we need to set the transfer mode to screen so that we can see through it. Then we can take our background image, and I'm going to flop it and move it right here. Maybe I even stretched it out a little bit so that it looked a little bit wider. And okay, And that top layer also helps to fill in, you know, the transparency of the background layer. So let me just colorize some of this so that we can see the difference. It's our disintegrate, and this is our top video. Now, I want to offset the texture so that it lines up a little bit better there. But one of the things that's happening here is it's looking very two-dimensional. I mean, it is, but a little too much. So we're going to take another copy of these two layers, duplicate them, and put it below, and then offset it so that, see, it's behind it. But we also want to tint it so that we don't see detail. We're just going to tint it basically black. And this is sort of like the insides. And we might do something like that. Now we also need to take the disintegrate comp and brighten it up with a curves adjustment so that our fire is a little bit more intense. And we'll take our background layer and let's darken it. Now I don't want to lose too much detail in the shadows here, so what I may do is create like a ND filter with an adjustment layer. And we'll put the adjustment layer just over the background here. And we'll add a exposure control. And we'll turn the exposure down. And maybe the gamma too. And we'll take a mask and we'll cover over just the top half. And then feather it. So that way we're only correcting the top half and not the entire image. And that way we still have some detail down here. So that looks good. We have all sorts of color matching problems, but we'll deal with that in just a little bit here. Let's go ahead and add some particles. So we're going to create a new solid, and we'll just make it blue, and we'll choose OK, and we'll call this Particles. And we'll choose Effect, Simulation, Particle World. And I've used this many times to make sparks and all sorts of stuff. So we'll set it to off, producer, physics, and particle. So we'll set the particle type to faded sphere. And we'll make the size really small. And we'll turn the gravity. Let's see, we'll bring this down just a bit so they kind of fall. We also want to go into the options and go into the opacity map, and we want to make it fade out. So just kind of a fade out ramp. And also we want to go into rendering, turn on the motion blur. And we'll choose OK and OK. So that way there's a little bit of motion blur. And then we need to animate this. And we don't want to animate with the fire because the fire takes a little longer to render. So we'll shut that off. And we'll just use the animation of it burning away as the reference. So it starts about right here and it burns away to about here. So we'll start here, take our particles, move the position X over to the left here, and we'll make the emitter size a little longer, kind of the size of Sam almost. And the particles need to be a bit smaller, sparks like. And we'll also turn up the randomness size variation here. Make this orange. And max opacity up. And then we're going to animate the position of this. So we're going to start it. CU brings up the position that we just animated. We'll move forward and then we'll animate the position over. It's about there. So that way the sparks look like they're sort of sparking off as it animates out. And we can move these around to, you know, line it up perfectly. Now the other thing we need to do is animate the birth rate. So we'll turn that on, hit U again, and we'll go before it and we'll set it to 0. So that way no particles, and then as it burns off, we start seeing particles. So we'll move forward, and then when it's done, we'll set another keyframe and go forward a frame, and we'll set it to 0. So that way it burns, and then there's no more sparks. And we can slide this over as needed to make sure that the sparks are being drawn throughout the entire shot. So pretty straightforward. And we can also add more particles by alt-clicking on the stopwatch and typing multiply, say, 2. And that way there's twice as many particles, but they still fade out and everything controls, and we can just change it by using a multiplier here. So that gives us the particles that we need, but we need some more particles, lots of particles. So turn our disintegration back on just for a moment. We'll set the particles, the sparks here, to add. And we're also going to make some chunks. So we'll set the transfer mode to multiply now, and we'll set the particle type to tri-polygon, and we'll turn the size up here, birth size, death size, and maybe even, you know, something like that, so they're nice dark particles. And then we can move these over so that they fly out in a similar fashion. And we can change the gravity. Maybe these fall a little bit faster than the sparks. Maybe it inherits the velocity so they fall a little bit more like dominoes as it goes across. Let's see. We'll do the linear burn. So this is just something, you know, you can play around with, but the idea is just to make chunks of particles so it just looks like, you know, a lot of stuff's going on. We might even just set it to normal and make these particles black. So, it, you know, maybe it looks like pieces of him kind of falling off, and turn up the velocity and the gravity so that there's a lot of motion blur. And also, we don't want the size to be too large. And then we can make another one. And so this is going to be, you know, the chunks. And this is going to be the smoke. So for the smoke, we'll go to the particle, and we're going to set it to a faded sphere. And we're going to set it to kind of a grayish color. And we're going to set the transfer mode to screen. Size of these particles is large. And the velocity is not so much, but the gravity is upside down so that they fly up and off the screen. Again, we want these to be somewhat large. And the transfer mode to screen. And then we also might go into the options for the opacity map and just fade this on so that they don't just pop on. And that looks good. Maybe want to bring the opacity down here. And maybe these particles are going to stop emitting a little sooner as he burns away. Maybe, not necessarily. Now, what's going to really add a level of realism to this is adding a real element. And in one of our previous tutorials on creating a meteor, we used a quick little real smoke element that I just shot with the little video camera. Nothing fancy, but it is real looking smoke, and it's going to be a nice element to composite in this shot. Now, we do have a new product coming out called Action Essentials, which is going to have some crazy high-definition, high-quality elements. Keep your eye out for that. Anytime you do compositing with, you know, pyrotechnics or things like that, you're going to want to have this collection to be able to composite these elements. But for now, we'll go ahead and use this real smoke clip. I'm going to bring it out into the comp, and I'm going to solo it. So what we'll do is create a mask, and I'm going to start it down here below. And maybe just cover the entire smoke element. We'll hit MM, and we'll set subtract, and we'll set the feathering to about 120. And then we'll set the mask path to animate, in the direction of the smoke, so kind of upwards. And then we'll duplicate the mask and we'll take a second copy. We'll move the animation over a bit. And what we want to do is start this one off the smoke element, and we're going to animate it until it covers over the smoke element. So what happens, it grows out, and then it sort of dissipates. Now we can also offset the clip by sliding it, and then, you know, we can see sort of a different part of the image. So anyway, this is going to make it so that we can duplicate it a few times, and it'll blend very nicely. So we'll set it to screen, and our fire starts burning about here. So we'll bring one of the smoke elements in. Might even set it to add, so it really shows through here. And we can add a curve adjustment to brighten it up, and then bring the contrast down so that it crushes the background a bit. Then we can duplicate it, offset it, and we'll move it over so it's covering more over this part of the image. And we can even slide it again so that we see a little bit different part of the smoke. And we'll duplicate it again, offset it, and we'll move it over for sort of the remainder of the burn, which, you know, maybe starts here. So, you know, we can also force fade it in. Okay, looking pretty good. Let's go ahead and do some quick color correction and just match some of the tones here a little bit better. So Sam is a little bit orange, so we'll take that top video. We'll choose effect, color correction, tint, and a curves adjustment, just real quick. Turn that down, and that actually works pretty good. So we'll add just an overall layer of color correction, and we'll just add some curves, a little contrast, and maybe I don't know, we could either go for a warm color, or we could go for a little bit of a cooler color. Maybe a tint effect. So I'm just adding a tint that's kind of low, and then the curves right after it. And we just want a little bit of contrast. Yeah, so play around with that until it looks nice and clean. And then he burns away. So as he burns away, we might think about adding a nice glow. So stylize glow. We'll turn the radius up and maybe the threshold so that we only affect, you know, the fire. One thing I like to do is do like a very small amount and then duplicate the glow. And then making the second glow nice and wide. And, you know, it just kind of looks nice. Maybe we'll just go with a sort of a warm color instead of a cool color. So our smoke is looking a little bit hot, so we'll screen it instead. And might just turn the brightness down on the clips. And finally, once we have all this, we'll put a little bit of a tint to bring some of the color intensity back down, since it can get a little oversaturated. Now, the other thing we need to do is match up Sam, you know, his fright. So we'll go to about right here, go to the video source, and slide it over his reaction so that it lines up. So now, and he burns away. Okay. So, looks pretty good. Looks like our particle smoke is moving pretty fast, almost like his soul is being sucked up into the air. Maybe that's what you want, maybe not. But just play around with those particle settings, and you should be able to control everything that you need to do. Just remember to have fun. There's a lot of different things you can do with this effect. You can create some awesome looking titles. You can do some really interesting visual effects all right inside of After Effects. This is fun stuff, and I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. And of course, be sure to check out videocopilot.net as often as you possibly can. We've got cool things going on the blog all the time, and we've got all the great tutorials, the basic training for anyone that's just getting into After Effects. Send it to a friend, your parents, whoever might be interested in it. And of course, be sure to check out our great products. And we can't do this without your support. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that makes everything possible. So just keep us in mind, for any kind of holiday gift that you plan on giving to yourself. Or you can make up holidays if you just feel like giving yourself something. You're worth it. Okay, well, I'm Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net, and we'll see you next time. Hey, if anyone's still sticking around, got a little video for you. Here's Sam in his latest action thriller. Ah! Well, lesson learned. Wait, no, not exactly.